The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again as we get into the Word of God, and we're starting on a new topic this week. We finished up with spiritual gifts last time, and it was really a good study. It was a long, involved study, and if you've had any questions along the lines of spiritual gifts, the operation of the Holy Spirit within the church, what is best done decently and in order, then I encourage you to go back to the archives, if you will, of our video netcast, and then you can pick up with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, watch all the way through to the study of the spiritual gifts, where we had four episodes on that. And then, as I said, we finished up last time. At a point where we mentioned a topic that I want to get into a little bit today. I'm not going to do an in-depth study, but it's going to lead us into the study that I really want to get to on this particular program. So hang in there for that. Now, a couple of announcements. We've got some neat things going on with Word of Faith Radio. Brother Harold and I, just yesterday as I record this, sat down and went through the website, made some corrections, made some changes. We've updated the scheduling. We've updated some other things on the website, and hopefully it will be much more useful than it was. It's always good to have your schedule match what you're actually doing. So we've got that pretty much straightened out now, and things just changed so much on Word of Faith Radio. There's always something going on. There's always new programs being added, and it takes a while to, you know, make those updates and changes, but I'm glad we got that going. Another thing that I'm pretty excited about is we're going to be having a new low-power station, which you have heard me talk about before, the low-power FM transmitter station in Hickory, North Carolina, out of Word of Life Church there in Hickory. And I encourage you, if you're in that area, that immediate area of Word of Life Church, as you know, a low power transmission is very low power, doesn't reach out very far. But if you're in that area, you should soon be able to hear Word of Faith Radio over that low power station. So as I say, things are always happening with Word of Faith Radio. Now, of course, if you want to listen to Word of Faith Radio, you can go to WOFR.org, as I have there on the screen. And I encourage you to do that. We also just updated a few things on the website, made a few corrections and changes to our audio players, which should make it work a little better for you. Now, I will say this. If you're having problems with your audio on Word of Faith Radio, if you're, for instance, trying to listen from work, this is an issue with some folks. They go to work, they click on their WFR.org website, and there's no teaching, there's no sound. What's going on? Well, it's because your firewall at work is blocking the port that the audio is on, okay? So in order to fix that, what you need to do is use our audio player. I've increased the size of the type so you can see it a little bit easier. But there is an audio player there. If you click it, it'll pop up a new little window. Now, you'll have to enable pop-ups for that page if you've got pop-ups blocked. But a little pop-up window will come up, and you'll be able to listen to Word of Faith Radio even at work. All right? So praise the Lord. Now, you got to have a fairly modern web browser for that. If you're still using Internet Explorer 6, it's not going to work. But if you're using any of the modern web browsers, it will work. You say, what's a modern web browser? Well, Google Chrome, that's an excellent one. Firefox from Mozilla, that's another good one. Opera, if you're using a Mac, Safari. And then, of course, Internet Explorer from Microsoft. the later versions, the newer versions, all right? So all of those should work with the new pop-up player. So check that out, and I think that will be a blessing to you, particularly if you're trying to listen from work, all right? Praise the Lord. Now, speakfaith.tv, always announcing good things with that. We've got some things coming with that, again, that I can't talk about so much, but we have updated a lot of the programming on speakfaith.tv. We've got brand new stuff every day from Rick Renner. That's exciting. We've got new video from West Coast Life Church, which is Ray Jean Wilson's church. Great stuff going on there. I tell you, there are exciting things happening when it comes to teaching the Word in the body of Christ. Amen? All right, let's get into our teaching today. Sorry about, for some reason, having a little problem clearing my throat this morning as I record this. Let's go to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, the very end of the last program that we did, I was talking about women ministering in the church and how the scripture that we were reading there in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the end of that chapter, was not saying that women should not minister in the church. Excuse me. And I made the comment that there were women ministers listed in the scripture, and so it was obvious that he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about a specific instance, Paul was, when he wrote to the Corinthians, a specific instance of wives not asking their husbands in the middle of a service to answer questions. Now, again, that's not because the wives, you know, were intellectually incompetent. Let's put it that way. No, in that day and age, women did not go out in public services, and to be honest, they simply didn't know how to act. Socially, they were not adept at being in a public service such as that. Christian services were really the first time that women had been able to come into a service like that in a public way. And so in that sense, Christianity was very freeing to women and always has been. Amen. The Word of God makes it plain. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither male nor female. All right. There is equality in the eyes of the Lord between men and women. Now, women are very different from men. Men are very different from women. They have strengths and weaknesses all their own. Let me tell you this. Women are the only people strong enough to bear children. That's pretty impressive. I know from my wife, and when my child was born, my son was born, oh my goodness, I would not want to have gone through what she went through. And she went through it like a champ. You know? So I think women bearing children, you got to be strong, you got to be tough, you got to be determined, all right? So taking nothing away from women here. But men are more physically strong in the natural in terms of lifting things, you know, upper body strength, all these kinds of things. These are scientific facts, okay? But in terms of our relationship with God, men and women are equal. They may not be equal in ability. I cannot bear a child physically. Don't want to. All right. But then on the other hand, a woman cannot father a child, provide the seed for the child to be born. See, there's a difference, but there's an equality. Do you see that? So, that one instance in Scripture where Paul is saying, women, you need to keep silence in the church and not ask your husbands questions, that is not an indication that women should not minister in the church. Let's look at Romans chapter 16, verse 1. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister. Let me ask you a question. It's a rather silly question, but let me ask you a question. Would Phoebe, our sister, be a woman? Yeah, she would be. So he says unto you, now notice he says, I commend unto you. In other words, I am recommending her. But look what it says about her. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea. Now the word servant here is a very interesting word. It is a Greek word, diakonos, translated in some cases deacon, but it can also be translated as attendant, waiter, Christian teacher, and pastor. So she was either a deacon in the church, or she was a teacher or pastor in the church. That's interesting. I know a lot of denominations that would say, well, no, that can't be. But here it is. He says, he doesn't say, notice, he doesn't say, now, about Phoebe, don't let her teach in the church. Did he say that? Did he say, now, concerning Phoebe, don't let her be a deacon or a deaconess? No. He said, I commend unto you. The word commend that you use here is a compound word, and it means to introduce favorably, to exhibit and stand near. In other words, he is recommending Phoebe and her ministry. Now, whether she was a deacon or deaconess, whether she was a teacher, or whether she was a pastor, there are some biblical scholars that believe she may have been a pastor. And he's recommending her. Now, this is the same Paul writing here to the Romans that wrote to the Corinthian church and said women should keep silence in the church. But remember, that particular reference was talking about wives being subject to their husbands and not speaking out in a service. And the wives being subject to their husbands in this case was simply just sit down and ask questions when you get at home, okay? Don't disrupt the service. Paul's whole point in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is that everything in the church service should be done decently and in order and not be disruptive and be beneficial to those who are coming to the service. Okay? But then Phoebe, apparently, was being recommended for her service to the church there at Cenchrea. That gives you something to think about, doesn't it? All right, let's keep reading. It gets more interesting. That ye receive her in the Lord. Now let me go back and read the whole context here. 16 verse 1 of Romans. I commend unto you Phoebe our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she has need of you, for she has been a succorer of many and of myself also. Now the word succorer here means an assistant. Now, I want you to think about this. Paul is saying that Phoebe was an assistant to him and others as well. So he was not only recommending her, he was encouraging them to help her in her ministry. And he said she was an assistant minister with me. Now, that ought to get your attention. If you're one of those that believe that women shouldn't be ministering in the church, well, let's keep reading here. He also says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Now, Priscilla and Aquila were a husband and wife team. Priscilla, the wife, Aquila. I know Aquila is an interesting name for a man, but that was his name. Was her husband. It says they were helpers in Christ Jesus. Helpers here are helpers in labor. Synergos is the Greek word. Companion in labor. In other words, they're fellow ministers. Priscilla and Aquila were both ministers that helped the Apostle Paul. Okay, so now we're seeing that this husband and wife team, which by the way, we find out in other scriptures that they had a church in their house. They're pastoring both So Pastor Aquila and Pastor Priscilla were a husband and wife ministry team. Now, I know a lot of people say, you can't have a husband and wife ministry team. You can't really have a woman who's a pastor and a man who's a pastor. Well, now, wait a minute. Paul said, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow helpers, my co-ministers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks. In other words, they literally saved Paul's life on several occasions. Unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. All the different churches in the Gentile areas outside of the Jewish church. He said they all give thanks for Priscilla and Aquila, a husband and wife ministry team. Okay. What are you going to do with these scriptures? It's pretty clear here. All right, let's keep reading. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Yeah, this is the instance I was talking about, where it says that Priscilla and Aquila had a church in their house. Now, you might say, well, why did they have a church in their house? Because they were under a tremendous persecution. They couldn't openly go get a building, rent a building or something, you know, whatever, to have church. And so they had it in their house. The underground church was very prevalent in that day. And the underground church is still in operation in a lot of countries around the world that do not have religious freedom. And I'll admit, there are some cases here in the United States lately where having a church can be a problem. Zoning issues, people coming against having churches in various areas. And there are people who have had to have churches in their homes or at the Holiday Inn or some hotel because they can't build a building because they're being restricted by bureaucratic red tape. And to be honest, some folks who don't want to see churches built in the first place. All right. So there was a need in this case for them to have church in their house. He goes on to say, salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, another woman, who bestowed much labor upon us. Now, the word labor here means she worked until she was fatigued. In other words, she was not just a casual thing. She put in a lot of work. She bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amphilius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ. Now again, some scholars believe that this is also a woman. I don't know. Urbane, I can't tell the gender of that. But I have seen that some believe that this person was also a woman who was a helper in Christ. Statius, my beloved. He's basically saluting all these people. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Astrobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Again, Tryphena and Tryphosa, I don't know their gender as well. Again, there are some who believe they were female as well, who were working in the ministry. But let's keep reading. You know, scholars disagree on some of these. It's not as clear with these old names that are listed here in the scripture. But at any rate, salute Asyncritus, Philegnon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermes, and their brethren which are with them. Salute Philogus and Julia, Nerianus and his sister. Now that's obviously talking about a woman. And Olympus and all the saints which are with us. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now, he lists all these folks. I think it's interesting. You know, back in those days, they didn't have Facebook. And so this was his friend list, okay? Oh, boy. Dr. Bill, you're stretching on that one. Well, maybe so. But you get the point. It's interesting to me, all I'm saying here, is interesting to me that Paul had friends and fellow laborers that he listed and greeted here at the end of the letter to the book of Romans. He wasn't a lone ranger. That's my point. Okay? He wasn't a lone ranger. What do I mean by that? There's a lot of people that look at Christian ministry as, it's me out there against the world. Well, no. Jesus always spoke to the disciples, a group. He encouraged people to come together. The Word of God says, we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. In other words, as we get into the last of the last days, which is where we are right now, so much the more we ought to be coming together in a church. So much the more we should be fellowshipping together. So much the more friends should come together both to worship the Lord and to minister. God is not all about Lone Ranger Christians. You shouldn't be out there by yourself. For one thing, you should have someone that you are submitted to as a leader. Now, when I say submitted, please don't get the idea that I'm talking about, you know, I got to call up my pastor or my shepherd or whatever and find out what kind of car I should buy. Come on, give me a break. There was a movement many years ago back in the 70s called the shepherding movement. And people got all into submission, and authority. And there was some good teaching. You know, it's like any other bad teaching. There's a half-truth there. And they got a hold of the wrong half. And they went off with the idea that, well, I've got to ask my shepherd everything. I've got to ask him whether I can get married. I've got to ask him whether I should buy a house or whether I should buy a car. And you didn't make any decisions on your own. That's not what it's talking about, folks. But there is an element of truth to submission that you should be committed to a local church, you should be submitted to your pastor, and you should be able to go to that pastor for counsel when you need counsel. Now, yeah, you should pray and you should find out what the Lord wants you to do. But if you have questions, go speak to your pastor. Get godly counsel. You see what I'm saying? Balance. And balance is not a bad word. I know growing up in the 70s in the Word of Faith message, people would say, balance. Oh, no, that's because they heard compromise. You say balance and they heard compromise. Well, balance is not compromise. True balance is compare Scripture with Scripture. Study the Word of God to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Rightly dividing the Word of truth. Do you see that? Rightly dividing. That means you can wrongly divide. And there's a whole lot of people that get help wrongly dividing because they get a lot of bad teaching. But if you study the Word of God, you will find that the Word of God is very clear. And one of the things the Word encourages, just like Paul did here, is he commended his friends and fellow helpers, the people that were at the church here and the church there. You see what I'm saying? All right, well, we're just about out of time. I tell you, we get into some of these things and the time just flies by. But I really wanted to kind of follow up a bit with that last study that we did about women ministering. There's nothing wrong with women ministering if they're called of God and anointed of God. Now, there's a whole lot of women out there that are teaching that aren't called anointed of God, and there's a whole lot of men out there teaching that aren't called anointed of God. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if they're truly called, truly anointed, they should be received and commended as Paul did. All right? Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, some of these things, if you just read the Bible, it would help you a whole lot. All right? Don't listen to doctrines of men, Matter of fact, you know what Jesus said about that? He said, the doctrines of men make the word of God of none effect. I want you to think about that. The word of God, as powerful as it is, the word of God by which everything is upheld, the very power of God, God's word is his power. God's word is truth, John 17:17. As powerful as the word of God is, it can be made of none effect by the doctrines of men. That's pretty strong. Doctrines of men, false doctrine, will pull you down, will make it to where the word of God is not functional and active and working in your life. Now, the word hasn't lost power. It's that in your life, the word has lost power because you're not leaning to it, you're not studying it, you're not getting into it. You see what I'm saying? It's not that the word itself has no power. It's that it has no power and authority in your life because you are not choosing to give it the power and authority that it should have. You're not allowing the word of God to have final say and authority in your life. Whatever the word of God says, that's what you do. That's what you say. Do you see what I'm saying? All right, well, praise the Lord. We're going to have to go. Let me give you a little bit of information here. I want you to write me. You can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. My address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213. That's 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. All right, that's our email. That's our mailing address. I'm about to give you our email address, which is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. I encourage you to go to our website, WOFM.org. There's all kinds of good teaching there. There are videos there. There are teaching articles, excuse me, there, where you can hear the Word of God. You can read the Word of God, the studies that we've done, and I encourage you to do that. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go get me a drink of water to clear my throat. So, until next time, remember to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.